today on Gardening in a Minute, your spring vegetable garden. There's nothing like having homegrown vegetables right at your back door, and now's the time to prepare your beds for spring vegetables. Spring crops include sweet corn, cucumber, tomato, watermelon, and several kinds of beans. Start with a plan. Decide what vegetables you want to plant and where in the garden they'll be located. Make sure your site gets plenty of sun and is near a source of water. Get your soil tested to find out what nutrients it needs. Your county extension office can help with this process. Purchase or start your own transplants or plant seeds directly in the soil. For best results, choose varieties recommended for Florida. Water and fertilize as needed, and keep an eye out for pests. For more information on vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, demonstration gardens. University of Florida IFAS Extension supports a network of demonstration gardens throughout the state. These gardens showcase plants and practices appropriate for their areas and are open to the community free of charge. Home gardeners and landscape professionals can take advantage of the opportunities these gardens provide to get ideas about design, plant selection, and maintenance practices. Demonstration gardens typically display interpretive materials, including signs and brochures. Many serve as sites for gardening festivals, workshops, and plant sales. They are usually located at county extension offices or research and education centers, although some can be found elsewhere in a community. Most of the gardens demonstrate the 9 Florida Yards and Neighborhoods principles, which emphasize Florida-friendly approaches to landscape design and maintenance. For more about demonstration gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden gnomes. Everyone's seen them, lurking in the bushes, hiding under a toadstool, or smoking a pipe in the front yard. Garden gnomes are popular accessories to the modern garden. Gnomes are small creatures from folklore that are said to live underground and guard treasures. They are typically depicted as bearded, mischievous males wearing pointy red hats. The first garden gnomes were made in Germany in the mid-1800s. An artisan created them from terracotta, based on local myths that told of gnomes helping people in their gardens at night. Gnomes quickly spread across Germany and into other countries. These days, garden gnomes are known for their penchant for travel and can be found not just in gardens, but also in front of many of the world's famous landmarks, at least in photographs. For more about garden art and many other garden topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, establishing a new lawn. There are several ways to plant a new lawn: seeding, sprigging, plugging, and sodding. Seeding is usually the easiest and cheapest way to plant grass, but not all grasses will establish with this method, and lawns are often slow to start from seed. Sprigging, plugging, and sodding all involve the transplanting of large or small pieces of grass. Sprigging is the planting of individual grass stems at spaced intervals. Plugging is the planting of small pieces of sod at regular intervals, while sodding covers an entire area with vegetation and produces the effect of an instant lawn. Sod can also be cut or pulled apart to produce sprigs and plugs. To establish a new lawn successfully, be sure to prepare the site properly. For more about establishing a new lawn and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, types of irrigation. Installing an irrigation system in your landscape can seem like a complicated matter, since there are so many types to choose from. Sprinkler systems are the most common style of irrigation in home landscapes. The sprinkler heads are installed throughout the landscape and are effective for irrigating lawns, but they can be inefficient when used to water other plants. Microirrigation delivers water to the plant's root zone. These systems, which can incorporate drip or spray heads, use less water than sprinkler systems, but are not recommended for lawns. Soaker hoses are perforated hoses that soak the ground. Some experts recommend they only be used to help new plantings get established. Any irrigation system you choose must be designed with care and maintained properly for it to work its best. For more about types of irrigation systems and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.